14 centuries ago, God sent down His final divine book, the Quran, to humanity. This book will serve as a guide to all until the Day of Judgment. The matchless style of the Quran and the superior wisdom and striking features it contains are clear proofs that it is a divine scripture. There are striking descriptions of very important scientific facts in various verses of the Quran, expressed in a most unique and wise manner. Yet it was impossible for these scientific facts to be identified given the level of science and technology at the time the Quran was revealed, 14 centuries ago. These scientific facts have only been brought to light with modern-day science and technology. This feature of the Quran is one of its many miracles. There is no doubt that the Quran is the Word of God, the Lord of the worlds. This Quran is not a narration which has been invented, but confirmation of all that came before, a clarification of everything, and a guidance and a mercy for people who believe. It is a now common known fact that the earth rotates. The Quran clearly describes the direction of that rotation. These facts are revealed in these terms in the Quran, sent down in the 7th century when the earth was thought to be flat and resting on the back of an ox. You will see the mountains and reckon them to be solid, but they go past like clouds, the handiwork of God who gives to everything its solidity. He is aware of what you do. The verse emphasizes how the mountains and therefore the earth itself moves in the same way that clouds do. The direction of movement of the main cloud masses at some 4,000 meters high is always from west to east. This direction is the same as that in which the earth rotates around its own axis. Therefore, it is miraculously revealed in the verse that the earth moves from west to east, the same direction as followed by the clouds. And what is more, this was revealed 1400 years before the present day, at a time when people did not believe that the earth was round, that it revolved around its own axis, and that it traveled from west to east. For hundreds of years, people imagined that the world was flat. Its true shape only came to light through the use of technological means. Our planet is round, but not completely spherical, however. Its shape is that of an ellipse, slightly flattened at the poles and slightly bulging at the equator. This unique shape of the Earth is described as geoid and was only discovered in the last few hundred years. Yet this special shape of the Earth is clearly set out in the Quran. The verse in question reads, "After that, he smoothed out the earth." In the above verse, the word daha is used in the original Arabic. The choice of this word to describe the earth is particularly striking, because daha stems from the Arabic word dahu, which word is used to describe the action of adjusting or smoothing something out in a spherical manner. For example, words derived from that root are also used for the place where an ostrich lays its eggs, and the egg itself. Indeed, our Earth bears a very close resemblance to a geoid-shaped ostrich egg. The use of the word daha contains important information about the shape that God has given to the Earth. There is no doubt that the way attention is drawn to these facts in the Quran, at a time when people's knowledge concerning the universe was very limited, is a manifest proof that it is the Word of God. How the process of photosynthesis begins in the morning. Plants are the source of the oxygen we breathe. They store solar energy in the form of foodstuffs that human beings and animals can make use of. This mechanism is known as photosynthesis. During the process of photosynthesis, plants take carbon dioxide from the air and give off oxygen in its place. They require sunlight in order to do this. Oxygen, which we breathe, is the main product of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is a system based on difficult to understand chemical formulae and very delicate balances involving numbers and units of weight so small that one never encounters them in daily life. This process cannot be observed with the naked eye because the process employs electrons, atoms, and molecules. For millions of years, plants have been producing the oxygen, nutrients, and energy we need by means of photosynthesis, which was discovered in the 1700s, and many of whose mechanisms have still not been unraveled. The productivity of photosynthesis is measured by the level of oxygen output. The greatest point is in the morning, when the sun's rays are most concentrated. This important fact is indicated in these terms in a verse from the Quran. And I swear by the night when it draws in, and by the dawn when it breathes in. The term ita tanafasa in these verses is a metaphorical reference to breathing, respiration, or breathing deeply. The expression, and by the dawn when it breathes in, miraculously indicates that the production of oxygen, an essential component of our respiratory systems, begins in the morning. Fourteen hundred years ago, people were naturally unaware that plants used sunlight to produce oxygen by means of photosynthesis, and that this process began in the morning. Yet, our omniscient Lord reveals this in the Quran, using a most wise style to do so. Using present-day technology, we can obtain such information as the general geographic structure of an ocean, the features of the creatures living in it, its salinity level, the amount of water it contains, its surface area, and its depth. Advanced underwater craft and various special pieces of apparatus play an important role in this information reaching us. In the absence of these craft, it is practically impossible for a human being to descend any further than 70 meters beneath the sea. Therefore, scientists have only been able to acquire detailed information about the oceans in very recent times. One verse from the Quran concerning the seas reads, "Or they, the actions of unbelievers, are like the darkness of a fathomless sea, which is covered by waves, above which are clouds, layers of darkness, one upon the other. If he puts out his hand, he can scarcely see it. Those God gives no light to, they have no light." One of the pieces of information to which our attention is drawn in this verse is the fact that in addition to the waves on the surface, there is also a second kind of wave action under the water. Only recently did scientists discover the existence of these internal waves among layers of deep seawater at different densities. Internal waves are invisible to the human eye, although they can be identified by examining temperature and salinity variations at particular depths. It is quite impossible, in the absence of present-day technological means and equipment, for a human being to have any knowledge of these wave motions under the sea. Yet, in the Quran revealed 1400 years ago, Almighty God tells of these internal waves in the depths of the oceans. The fact that this information was imparted in a verse, at a time when people had no opportunity of diving below the oceans and doing research, clearly demonstrates once again that the Quran is the word of God. Now let's consider the sequence set out in the verse. It refers first to the darkness in the oceans, then to the internal waves within them, then to the waves on the surface, and finally to the clouds above them. The point needing special attention is that there is darkness beneath all of them. Indeed, research employing present-day technology has shown that light cannot penetrate any further than around 200 meters beneath the surface, and that total darkness prevails after 1,000 meters. However, in the absence of advanced underwater apparatus, it is impossible for a human being to descend into the depths, carry out observations, and discover that the water becomes dark. There is still light at 70 meters, the deepest a person can descend without technological equipment and apparatus. There is no darkness at that depth. It was therefore impossible in the 7th century, when the Quran was revealed, for people to dive without special apparatus and gas tanks and discover the darkness in the oceans. The fact that the darkness of the seas is revealed in the Quran is yet another of the Quran's scientific miracles. The formation of milk in animals' bodies is described thus in one verse of the Quran. There is instruction for you in cattle. From the contents of their bellies, from between the dung and blood, we give you pure milk to drink, easy for drinkers to swallow. In order to better comprehend this verse, it will be useful to briefly summarize digestive and circulatory systems of animals. The food animals eat is digested in the digestive system by being subjected to a number of stages. The digested substances enter the bloodstream through the intestinal wall. The complex chemical substances that enter the bloodstream from the digestive system are distributed to the relevant organs in the body by means of the circulatory system. Some of this mixture is distributed to the muscles and other bodily tissues, and some reaches the milk glands to be turned into milk. Like the other bodily tissues, the milk glands are nourished by nutriments brought to them by the blood. The blood, therefore, plays a most important role in the collection and transfer of nutriments. Milk is secreted by the milk glands in the wake of all these stages, and thus perfectly clean, snow-white and nourishing milk is produced from the blood and semi-digested foodstuffs that human beings cannot consume directly. Human beings are neither able to directly consume the semi-digested foodstuffs in an animal's stomach, nor the animal's blood itself. Moreover, if they do consume either one of these, or a combination of both, it can result in serious food poisoning, or even death. Yet thanks to the exceedingly complex biological systems he has created, God bestows on us a health-giving, clean, and nutritious drink from these fluids. The formation of milk is a great miracle on its own. Yet the fact that such detailed information concerning it is provided in the Quran is by itself yet another miracle. The description of the biological formation of milk in this verse is in considerable agreement with the facts revealed by modern-day science. it is quite clear that such information, requiring detailed knowledge of mammals' digestive systems, could not have been known at the time when the Quran was revealed. This information is one of the proofs of the omniscience of Almighty God. Human beings need oxygen and air pressure in order to live. Breathing enables the oxygen in the atmosphere to reach the air sacs in our lungs. With increasing altitude, however, atmospheric pressure goes down as the atmosphere becomes thinner. Therefore, the amount of oxygen declines and it becomes harder to breathe. As the air sacs grow narrow and contract, we feel as if we cannot breathe. If the amount of oxygen in the blood is less than the body needs, several symptoms emerge, such as extreme fatigue, headaches, dizziness, nausea, and loss of judgment, just to list a few. When a certain height is reached, it finally becomes impossible for a human being to breathe at all. This is why we need oxygen bottles and special clothing in order to survive at such elevations. Someone at 5,000 to 7,500 meters above sea level may faint and go into a coma because of breathing difficulties. That explains the presence of oxygen equipment in airplanes. The difficulty experienced in breathing with increasing altitude gives rise to a contraction in the chest and a feeling of tightness. This scientific fact is revealed thus in the Quran. When God desires to guide someone, He expands His breast to Islam. When He desires to misguide someone, He makes His breast narrow and constricted as if He were climbing up into the sky. That is how God defiles those who do not believe. The inhabitants of the Arabian Peninsula in the 600s had, of course, no means of flying in the air or climbing mountains thousands of meters high to permit them to experience the shortness of breath referred to in the Quran. Yet this information was given to Muslims in our exalted scripture, the Quran, a clarification of everything. The star Sirius is the brightest star in the night sky. Astronomers have calculated its distance from us at being 8.5 light years. It was noted only in very recent times, thanks to modern telescopes, that Sirius moves together with another star, much smaller than itself and invisible to the naked eye. Scientists call this two-star system Sirius A and Sirius B. The larger of these is Sirius A, which is the brightest star that can be seen with the naked eye. Its mass is 3 times that of the Sun, and it is 10 times brighter than it. Sirius B, on the other hand, is a white dwarf star. It cannot be seen with the naked eye. It possesses approximately the same mass as the Sun, although since its diameter is only 4 times that of the Earth, it is very much more dense. The stars in the Sirius system are heading towards our direction at thousands of kilometers an hour. The duration of the rising of Sirius on Earth's horizon is exactly the same as our solar year. In other words, 365 days and 6 hours. Because they had discovered this interesting common feature in the star Sirius and the solar system, the ancient Egyptians declared the day when Sirius first appeared on the horizon to be the first day of their calendar year. Because of such characteristics, the star Sirius became a focus of interest for a great many ancient civilizations. It was believed that this star possessed various powers, and some people even went to such excesses in their depravity as to worship it. The fact is, though, that it is God, the Lord of the worlds, who created the star Sirius and all the features it possesses, just as he did everything else. God refers to Sirius, known as Shi-Ra in Arabic, in verse 49 of Surat An-Najm of the Quran. It is he who is the Lord of Sirius. The Sirius double stars orbit in ellipses around one another. The orbital period of Sirius A and B about their common center of gravity is 49.9 years. This scientific data is today accepted with one accord by the Departments of Astronomy at Harvard, Ottawa, and Leicester Universities. This information is reported as followed in various sources. Sirius, the brightest star, is actually a twin star. Its orbit lasts 49.9 years. As is known, the star Sirius A and Sirius B orbit each other in a double bow every 49.9 years. The point requiring attention here is the double, bow-shaped orbit of the two stars around one another. We've seen that the star Sirius is referred to in Surat An-Najm, verse 49. We also encounter a very wise analogy in verse 9 of the same surah. He was 2 bow lengths away, or even closer. As we have seen this far, the star Sirius is referred to in verse 49 of the surah. And verse 9 of the same surah contains the expression, 2 bow lengths, to refer to the two stars' orbits. When we combine the numbers of these two verses, in other words 49 and 9, we obtain the number 49.9, the duration in years of these stars' orbits. Here we are faced with a mathematical miracle of the Quran. Given the technological means available 1400 years ago, It was, of course, impossible for people living then to know that the star Sirius, one of which is too small to be seen with the naked eye, was actually a two-star system, that both these stars' orbits were in the form of a bow, and that those orbits lasted for 49.9 years. Scientists only came by that information towards the end of the 20th century. Yet our Almighty Lord, the creator of everything from nothing, the absolute ruler, has miraculously revealed these facts in the Quran. And God knows best. This scientific fact that nobody could have known at the time of the revelation of the Quran once again proves that the Quran is the word of Almighty God. All that we have seen in this film shows us one clear fact. The Quran contains no discrepancies. It comes from the presence of our Lord. The scientific subjects mentioned in the Quran accounts from the past or the future, and its mathematical order contain facts that nobody at the time could have known. It was impossible for those facts to be obtained at the level of science and technology of the time. This, of course, is clear proof that the Quran cannot possibly be the word of a human being. It is the revelation of God and has been preserved unaltered since it was first imparted to us. Say, if both men and jinn banded together to produce the like of this Quran, they could never produce anything like it, even if they backed each other up. The Quran is the word of God, who created all things from nothing, and whose knowledge enfolds all entities. Our duty is to cling tightly to this divine scripture revealed and to adopt it as our guide. And this is a book we have sent down and blessed. So follow it and have fear and respect so that hopefully you will gain mercy.